What is a Mexican restaurant without guacamole? For that matter, what is a hipster cafe without avocado toast? These are the questions facing a number of restaurateurs this summer, and you will notice the avocado theme here. As NPR's Mandalay Del Barco reports, avocados cost nearly double what they did a year ago.
In LA's Boyle Heights neighborhood, El Tepayac Cafe uses loads of avocados for its delicious homemade guacamole, 50 boxes a week. Operations manager Bernadette Tome says they have no choice but to pay more.
I mean, we're in a Mexican restaurant and everything pretty much on our plate requires guacamole, so to completely be out of it would not work.
El Tepayac has been around since 1955, and Tome says the owners are resigned to price spikes. She says they try not to charge customers more, though they sometimes have had to. The higher prices mean they have to shop around.
We always find avocados somewhere. So if we can get a different quality or different sizes, like a little bit cheaper and they're a little bit smaller, or a different kind of avocado, then we'll do that as well too until we can get through it.
There's a simple explanation for expensive avocados, says David Magana, a senior horticulture analyst in Fresno with Rabo Research. People want them.
We have the highest or the strongest demand for avocados in the U.S. probably ever.
Magana analyzes wholesale prices from Mexico, which supplies most of this country's avocados. He says 24-pound cartons of mid-size avocados from Michoacan are selling for $66 each.
That is 91% higher to what they were a year ago.
A couple of weeks ago, they were even higher. Magana says fruit and vegetable production is always subject to weather conditions. This year, production of California avocados was way down.
Remember that last year we had a heat wave in California, July, August. So that impacted blooming. It started later than normal. The yields were lower this year.
Mexican farmers had to take up the slack for California, so they sent their best, but now they're running out. In LA's Silver Lake District, the restaurant Squirrel is known for its gourmet avocado toast, an entire avocado on a thick slice of country bread from a local bread maker with garlic creme fraiche and topped with hot pickled carrots in a homemade za'atar.
Kind of wild and quirky, not what you think of when you think of avocado toast.
Jessica Coslow is the chef and owner of Squirrel, where the avocado toast goes for $10 a piece.
I do believe that avocados are a luxury item.
Coslow says she only uses avocados from California, which are not always in season.
So that's where the challenge comes in. How do you have avocados year-round? We don't, but we're not everyone else.
Coslow says some restaurants substitute avocados with other ingredients, like cheese, but when her local suppliers run out, she simply takes her avocado dishes off the menu. By now, Coslow is used to seeing high prices for avocados everywhere.
You know, last year I was in New York, and I saw avocados being sold in the Lower East Side for $4 an avocado. That shocked me. I remember laughing and taking a photo of it, and now it doesn't surprise me.
The good news is that prices are expected to lower by September as production ramps back up in Mexico. Mandalay Del Barco, NPR News.